This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody, it's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, filling out here. Great crowd here. The games are going on right now. This is my guy right here, dude. I have a new favorite intangibles on the scene. Jackson McAndrews.
Wow.
That is my guy right there.
Both he is, in name and in...
Oh!
Wow.
Wow.
Creighton is destroying Louisville.
Wow. Number 5 on Creighton. Who is that? This is my squad right here. Oh, man. Jemiya Neal. Another 3-ball. They're making it rain, dude. Creighton's up 47-27 right now with about 1.5 minutes left in the first half. But they are cooking right now from downtown. That's what they got going on. Vlad, who do you have in this game?
No one.
You have nobody, no action on this? No pick.
All right.
Leroy, you had Louisville?
I think I might have taken Creighton. I'm not sure.
All right.
Hey, can I just say this?
In the top squadron.
Hey, you can relate to this, Vlad. This is a true intangible move right here. Wear the only jersey you have to a sporting event.
Oh, my goodness.
Even if it's not a local team or a sport you're currently going to watch.
I hope he turns around.
I got a Reggie White jersey in front of me. He think because they won the championship that he could wear
that
anywhere?
That's fair. He can't wear that anywhere. Maybe he's just a proud Birds fan.
Not to a basketball thing, no.
Oh.
It's kind of like a.
And it's not even
like a jersey. It's kind of like a. I don't know.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Sweater.
Jersey.
It's like a sweater. Yeah, he kind of looks like a hockey sweater.
Yeah.
Sweater.
Something going on there.
Shirt sweater.
So right now, the other game going on right now, Purdue is up on High Point. Also good for Tobes.
Well,
this High Point coach looks like he's no nonsense though.
There's a lot of things about, like Purdue, Wisconsin. If there's anywhere to go there, it's the under. I watched Wisconsin play Michigan.
The High Point Panthers head coach is named Alan Huss. I think it's Huss. Maybe it's Hughes. You think it's Hughes? Huss. What? That's how it's spelled, dude.
You know what? If you want him to pronounce the name the right way,
what?
Just say, oh, I heard he used to fight in MMA. Boop. You mysteriously know the name.
Yeah. I don't know, but he looks intense. Ooh.
Wow. Gotta tell you.
That ain't your range.
That high point. They are throwing up some bricks.
This is not as good an offensive.
Ooh. You see what I'm saying?
Don't feel bad, dude. The Heat did that last night too, high point. It's all good. It's happening. It's it happens right now. So that's the games going on. And then the third game that's going to get going here shortly at about 1:30, Wisconsin and Montana.
Oh, my goodness.
Wisconsin's a 16.5 point favorite. That's in
Don't
Denver.
Don't you have to score 16 points to get to 16 points over?
Are you just assuming that Wisconsin can't score?
I am.
Because of intangibles?
No, based on what I saw them. I watched them play Michigan. I told you it was the worst game I've ever seen.
Was that the championship?
Yeah. Mm. The score is 23-21.5.
Credit to you guys. Drug them in the mud. And then you got the Montana Grizz.
Montana, that sounds like a very appropriate name for Montana. Right? The Grizzlies.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, get the Liz over there as they got over 300 new Volkswagens to choose from in models like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. And the pros, the Miami Heat, they lost their 9th game in a row on a Cade Cunningham near buzzer beater. There was like 0.6 left, but
that's the buzzer beater.
It was over.
It was over.
It was over. And that was in spite of Bam Adebayo having 30 points through 3 quarters and then 30 points through 3 through 4 quarters. Very frustrating.
So somebody needs to identify who's going to take over the game in the fourth quarter.
Dude, I saw a game yesterday in the fourth quarter, and it was called Hot Potato.
Right, like nobody wants to
look like Jackie Moon out there. You take it.
Jackie Moon?
Jackie Moon, yeah. You never saw Semi-Pro?
No, I have. It was ridiculous. But to call somebody Jackie Moon?
Yeah. That was his name.
No, I'm saying to say an NBA player is playing like Jackie
Moon. They were playing like Jackie Moon out there, dude, playing hot potato.
All right, I got you.
Nonstop. Oh, yeah. This guy's about hustle, grit,
first of all, he looks like he went to school with Steve Kerr. Wait, am I lying? No, am I lying?
He's holding on to that little flip piece up front.
Yeah.
You know, but give him a break. He's 35. You know?
How old is this man?
He's actually 24. That's my claim.
His family. See?
Yeah. I told you he had a family.
That's a cute baby, though.
That is a cute baby.
Oh, he's a cute baby. It's still like
Ashworth. Yeah. Knocking down shots. He's got his intangible squad of Creighton going.
Oh, Ashworth. Is that in relation to, wasn't that the clothes and shoe company?
I don't know. Perhaps. We had a McDermott connection. Maybe we have an Ashworth connection. Hard to say. It's hard to say.
Right.
But we, I'm enjoying this already. Man, gambling is fun.
No, but you, no. See, you diminished gambling.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Ball.
Spring.
I didn't diminish gambling.
Yes, you
I
did.
Had a great time.
I don't want to sweat a bet over spring ball.
You don't?
You were kind
no.
Of
well, they, if you're saying I was harsh via text, they deserved it. Get your bat off the shoulders. Bases loaded. Three.
I don't think, listen, I don't know what was worse. You talking about something that you shouldn't be talking about in spring baseball.
Yep.
Right? Or Jennifer, who just had nothing to do and she decided to go.
Oh, she went ham on Dave.
All right.
Don't like Dave.
Dave from Love is Blind is who looks like he would play for Creighton.
I said, you know what? Love is not.
And he would be really bad at it, too.
Love is not blind. Okay.
You made that a crack.
Have a good day. That's it.
And then she decided, no, that's not the close
that of it. That was not right. Enough. That was not enough to so express she, how much I do not like Dave.
Why don't
Dave.
You like Dave?
He's a hypocrite, number one.
Okay.
Number two, he's focusing on the very small, minimal things that didn't even happen while he was with this girl. It was way before they even met. And you know this. You also don't like
Oh,
me.
Wait a minute.
Nobody like... No, listen.
Wait. So
nobody,
he's complaining about...
Nobody who watches...
So love is
he
fine.
Was seeing someone, not even seriously, very
she,
casually.
She had a booty call.
Before the show even started.
She had a Friends with Benefits.
Before they even met.
Before she went on the show. Okay. And right. This guy has a very uptight sister who he kept referring to on the show. My sister won't approve. Apparently the sister didn't want him to go on Love is Blind.
Okay.
But he goes on Love is Blind. He ends up with this very nice lady. But the very nice lady who wasn't in a long-term relationship because, you know, she was on the show Love is Blind. She was bumping uglies with the Friends with Benefits for a couple of weeks. This guy... had it in his
Why
mind.
Did she even mention that?
Well, here's the thing.
This guy also doesn't know how to make up his own mind by himself, and he's old enough to make his own decisions.
See, Love is Blind did an interesting thing now. They switched it up because it used to be a ridiculous thing where it's like, we're in love, get married in 2 weeks, but like somebody would live in Texas and California. So Love is Blind changed their format to regional. So everybody is in Minnesota this year. So people know people. You're all kind of in the same age bracket. So apparently... The guy who claimed that, she was in love with him.
My question is from the very beginning is, how did his friends know before they even met? Normally you're supposed to keep quiet that you're going on the show. And somehow all
I don't think you're supposed to keep quiet that you're on the show. I don't think you get your phone while you're on the show.
But it's not.
Once you get out of the hub, you can communicate with people.
No, but beforehand, while he was in the pods, they already knew that he was there and that there was a girl on the show.
Yeah, because they're all from the same town. Like it was the same thing with one of the couples that said that. Remember, she thought, "Oh, you stalked my Instagram." Like Minnesota's obviously a very small town of the people in that age bracket. Together.
It's not that big, and it's not like Florida. Everything closes at like one.
Yeah, it seems like there's two bars to go to.
Right.
Like there's so anyway.
Know, Dave was out till like 2-3 a.m.
Well, Dave ended up being upset because his sister, who never wanted to go on the show in the first place, was like, "Well, how can you be with this woman who apparently was having a casual sexual relationship for a couple of weeks and now she's ready to get married?"
And
it's like,
what does it matter to her?
Well, it's her brother. She doesn't want her brother to get his heart broken. So I mean,
how do they know this?
How do they know what?
It's a scene
about the girl, because the guy.
You know what? I don't like that. He was also kind of shaming her all at the same time.
She was shaming him, but the reason they know is the guy who she was hooking up with was a mutual friend of Dave's friends, so he knew his friends.
I don't care what
and
the
his
situation.
Friends didn't want to meet her, sister didn't want to meet her, all because of this little thing that happened before they even met.
But here's the deal. If you're doing this with people in your area and there's some backstories there, you look like a fool, right? So it's different if he was from California and she was from Minnesota, right? Or she was from California and he was from Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that everybody's from the same area.
Yeah, counterpoint, though.
You're on Love is Blind. Like... You kind of throw, I look like a fool anyway. You're on a television show, dude. Like, you've kind of thrown respectability out the window. Designed to do something that nobody has ever done.
Well,
you know what?
If you were to watch the show, you would not like Dave.
If you're going on a blind date,
yeah.
What's the first question you ask? What does he or she look like?
Yep.
And if you hear the words great personality, you know what that means.
You, look,
right?
you definitely could tell.
No. Jennifer, you know.
I go for personality more than I do looks. I'm not going to lie.
But you go by what you see first.
Then why do the looks get cropped off Instagram?
Oh, my God.
Up top. Up top.
No.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Take a break here on the show. Back with more after this. Theme song of the Heat. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino for Buckets and Bets. I was just talking to a fellow Creighton Purdue better, J Fig. I feel good. We are a family here. The Creighton betters.
This man also confused, in the Blue Jays. Confused Leroy for Vladimir.
He did. Leroy. That did happen, Vlad. That did happen. But
I'm checked out of the show like you guys, so I don't know.
I can tell, man. Are you mad at us? It was an accident. You know that.
Twice?
Right? What was it twice?
Like it only happened once. Though.
No, it happened twice. It happened the first time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tap out on the show. Like you did. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm just saying. It's just five of you guys. It just needs one person.
I can understand you. There's honestly
a lot of noise here, and they turned down the speaker.
I get that. But you also have an engineer.
Please call me. Okay.
I don't need a call. I got five of y'all in. It's an engineer as well.
Well, they're busy.
We apologize, Vlad. I did apologize at the time, and what I apologize again. Vlad is he said he's tapping out on the show. He's checked out because we were late for a segment, or we were gone.
Two segments.
No, we were gone for a segment.
Two segments. You guys have been late.
Vlad,
are you going to be out here tomorrow?
Vlad, we were late. For
no,
seconds.
I'm going to be here again, but I should call Marcos and switch.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we were late for 30 seconds for one segment. One we missed, and we apologized.
I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, Vlad. I'm not giving any excuses.
I didn't give an excuse.
Once the food got here.
Listen, I know. When you hear beer pong and the person's running back, like, off. It's it. I know. You guys are not outside a lot. So being outside, you're acting like little kids.
We might be out here next week too for Liv. Liv.
Look at this guy's hairstyle.
Well, it's not really
Montana.
Here.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Somebody. Glad you'd like it out here.
That guy looks like he chops down trees with his
teeth. Don't worry, fans. Saturday, Dan and I won't do this for you guys on Saturday.
Wait. Was that the Purdue man cheerleader with his wrist taped?
Yep. Sure was. I told you, Purdue came
and,
correct.
And
you'll see what he will.
I'm not gonna do it. But next time they show him, you do it.
So you can't just go ahead and send him to shame for you.
You're using me as a conduit for fat shaming to get you an excuse from the Lord.
I'm using a fat shame shield. Because, dude, like. Never mind.
Just break.
Just don't just do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
That's okay.
I mean, but listen, this situation right here is why this has become more difficult.
What situation?
Being out here.
This area?
We told you that.
No, but I'm good. I've been good. I've been good.
You've been regret.
I haven't commented on
your
thoughts.
Thinking about it.
Your thoughts are on 100 now, right now.
Forget what you think.
No.
I think a lot of things.
We had dude bricking the buckets. You were thinking it then.
What?
The guy on the court. I know you were thinking it.
No, I wasn't.
Sure you were.
No, I wasn't.
Second of all,
I was thinking because he was shooting hoops with his girl, and she was actually pretty good.
No, that's a different guy.
Oh, what
different
are you
guy?
Yeah,
that's
about?
Not the guy you were talking about.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the guy that
you're
you
just
said.
Trying to find a way.
The guy that you said, oh, man, about to build another wing of this hotel with the bricks he's laying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I know what you were really thinking.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
That he was doing it.
Okay.
Shooting a lot of bricks.
Uh huh.
Right.
The guy wearing the jersey, we know what you're thinking.
No, the Eagles guy?
Mm-hmm.
No, he wasn't. I know. I was just thinking he's wearing a jersey.
You know how I know you're lying?
Why?
Your voice gets very hot.
Yes, yes.
Also, you're
yes.
not looking at him very directly in the eye either.
No.
Mm-hmm. You keep
not.
Looking away.
Come on. No, stop.
All these diversions.
Anyway, 15 minutes of heat. The Heat, they lose last night. When do you think it ends? Do you think it ends to tomorrow, Houston, or are they going to get smacked again? They played. I mean, they played for the most part a good game, but that fourth quarter's death. These games go by like an hourglass.
No. Let me explain to you what that is. That isn't you played a good game. That is you play good stretches. A game's 48 minutes. If you can't sustain it, or finish it, or do what you need to do to sustain that for 48 minutes, then you're not as good as a team that can. So the fact that we say keep blowing in the fourth, the reality of it is they're not talented enough to sustain what they do in the first quarter through four quarters.
They definitely haven't been.
Right. That's the
they
reality.
They definitely haven't been.
And when they have won, a lot of times they hung in there. Like the game they won in overtime or the game they lost in overtime, they had a big lead. And just
oh, you're talking about the original Detroit,
right?
The Detroit game where Jimmy had a great game, and then of course Spo, the overtime game where Spo forgot the timeouts.
No, I'm not even talking about that one.
That's way
more
back.
Recent.
That's way back.
Right.
You're talking about the Knicks game. The Knicks game was an OT game.
Yeah.
Where Tyler hit the where Tyler took the ridiculous three, and then Jalen Brunson hit a three. Yep. They find every way to lose. I think that's why last night stung a little bit, because I was like, oh, that's the last thing that's like the last one on the bingo card of ways to lose at home at the buzzer.
But when you have and you lose games a bunch of different ways, right, and you can't really focus on one thing to get better,
yeah,
it usually means you're not good enough.
Oh, they're not good enough. I mean, like if a team that has – more blown double-digit leads than anybody in the league, and the worst fourth quarter net rating in the league.
Right.
Or at least since January, I think it is. Like,
mm-hmm.
What is that? Like, that's just, that's not a good, that, you know, that's, it's not them not living up to talent. I'm not saying that, like, Tyler and Bam aren't good players. Like, I've seen them be good players, but they're very clearly not lead dogs, or they haven't been able to. They have taken this audition of, hey, this is your franchise now. And they have, I mean, thrown it in a blender and hit frappe. Like, it's completely diced up. I mean,
I think a
here
lot
you go,
of,
boys.
Here, there's a lot of things that have happened in this franchise that have always worked out, right? And you look at with the guys that they signed, the guys that they've brought in, the guys that they've drafted. How they have done things have always seemed to work out without a glitch, right? And I would say the difference in the last couple years than all of the previous years is that this team has had to require the assistance of a lot of their young talent. And how this organization treats young talent hasn't made that possible. They play some, they don't play some. They don't get to develop.
I'll hear with you on some of that, but I also think, like, at some level, like, look, the knock on Jaime coming in, couldn't shoot.
Oh!
You know.
It's going to take him a while.
And he hasn't. He hasn't really developed anything. Like, dude, and last night, to be honest with you, one thing that pissed me off with Jaime was, like, at least last year, like, Jaime was like, go, go, go. Plays this beat like last yesterday, just like the effort that he gives on these like rebounds.
It's like
you're not 6'2",
right?
Like get your ass up there, get a rebound. He's like getting crushed. Come on. You're supposed to be intangibles.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, man.
What is the most athletic thing you've
ever done? Oh, stop. Dude, he's a professional basketball player. I'm not sitting here saying I could be Jaime Jaime throwing up double doubles. But dude, he's literally staring at
Jaime Jaime.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here like Jaime Jaime sitting here. And this is what here's the ball. Ball goes up and the ball hits the rim. Jaime's like, he's quaffing his hair, instead of going and getting the rebound. He's like staring at it. Right. Ooh, get the rebound. Right. They got out rebounded 15-5 in the fourth quarter.
I know.
And you want to know why? Because Jaime was out here just looking. That's me looking.
All right.
Try and jump, please.
Says
and you
the
want
guy
to,
who has a
oh my roll
of a Sunday my newspaper.
Okay, cool. Great comeback. What's that going to do? Great. Hey, why did I miss out on my max contract? Well, I was better than Tobin. Good for you, Jaime. You got a better mustache than me, too. Great. What does that do for you? You know what Niko Jovic did? Got to work. That's what he did.
He broke his face, though.
He did break his face, but he's out because he broke his hand.
His hand.
You know, he came back from that. He played with a mask. You remember, he wanted to play with the non-fancy mask.
And he's Niko, like, said no. His mom, no?
No, his mom let him play.
We need you to get out there, extension books this summer. I don't know if it'll be next contract, but we'll be sitting pretty.
All right. Yeah, Berg. I got to tell you, what a day for an intangibles, huh?
It's early.
It is early.
You got 3.5 intangibles.
See, that's all I want Jaime to do. Jump. Berg did it.
Yeah, but look at who he's playing over.
I don't care. You know what? Berg didn't make any excuses. He made it happen.
Look at that. I'm telling you, I'm watching 4 basketball teams right now. Lot. Look at that. Man. A lot.
Trey Kaufman Wren.
That's up top?
Yep.
Wow. See? Here's another one.
What's that?
Javon.
What?
Javon. What? Spelled non-intangibly.
Got it. Greg Gard. He's getting the boys ready of the Wisconsin Badgers. They're about to tip off here and get things going. Meanwhile, Creighton is putting it on Louisville right now.
I remember Dana. She used to do the show with
Jay Crawford.
Cold Pizza.
Yep. Creighton right now is up 54-37. Just under 18 minutes left there. Purdue at half is over High Point, 37-27. And Wisconsin's about to get going against Montana. We're about to get that started right here. So, very exciting. The game after that at 2 o'clock, you got Houston, who's 30-4 on the season. They're taking SIU Edwardsville. What?
What? You know what that is? Mm. Southern Illinois University.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
Or could be Southern Indiana. I think it's Southern Illinois.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
The Cougars.
Yep.
It's Illinois.
Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson's like
favorite
that
team.
School?
Yeah, that's his favorite team. It's actually Cougars on Cougars. We have double Cougs.
BYU and?
No, Houston versus SIU.
Oh.
So a couple Cougs.
There's a bunch of Cougs in the tournament. You got BYU.
Are they Cougars at the Hard Rock?
Yeah. Or during the day.
Something tells me, Vlad, they're on the other side of these palm trees in the pool.
True.
That's if I had to guess. If I had to guess. We call it the Boca Bowl.
What?
Two Cougars going at it. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you a point for that. I'm going to give you a point. Not. Yeah, I am. No. I am. Because it's funny.
Point it's for funny. Tobin!
All right, we'll take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this.
Yeah. Feel that chat now. Yeah.
Chanda Paul, so make us sudden. Well, I don't really care what people.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We're live from Buckets and Bets at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Get on over here, everybody. It is a grand time as you guys get on all the action. Giant screens. I got the spreads right there by the screen, so you guys want to do the action right there. Boom, kiosk, hit it up with a little bit of action. It should be fun. Right now, we got three games going on. Three games are in progress right now. Creighton, they are up 62-46 on Louisville, so the 9 on top of the 8 right now. There's about 13 and a half left in that game there. One game is at halftime. Purdue, the 4 seed, is on top of 13 High Point, the High Point Panthers. They're on top 37-27. And we're in early goings with Wisconsin and Montana. Wisconsin is up 9-5 early in that one. I don't believe I have action on that game, though.
I think I took Wisconsin.
Because you just saw them.
Huh?
Because you just saw them against Michigan.
Yeah.
Dragging
like, nobody's scoring on them.
All right.
Let me see. Let me pull out my
little receipt. Not little.
The big one for me on this parlay right now.
No Wisconsin.
I'm feeling pretty good right now. Obviously, I got a lot of faith in the McNeese Cowboys. I need them to be Clemson. 12-5. Got to have a 12-5.
Where is McNeese State?
Good question.
It's in Tennessee, I believe.
Is it? It sounds like it would be in Tennessee.
Because of McNeese?
McNeese State is in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Yeah. No, wow, I'm wrong.
Should have bet on him, dude. Louisiana.
Seriously.
No.
Why not?
Let me tell you why.
27-6. Good record.
All right. I'm going to try to tell this story without.
First in the Southland.
So let me explain this. Is that that's a black university, right? That's I think so. McNeese State. I remember their band.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. So they, how can I put this? It's like Grambling in Southern, right? Being 28 or 27 wins in your conference don't mean you all of a sudden could compete with Duke. That's why you have McNeese State.
There's always going to be a McNeese that wins in the first round, dude. I'm not saying I need them to get to the
Sweet
16.
No, there's not.
I need them to
win
today.
It's possible. Okay, because I will say this. Sometimes a lot of these schools.
Oh, and the guy just got hired. The guy's going to leave them for NC State. So their coach is going to get his.
Will Wade?
Yeah.
And his name is Will Wade.
Who's that? I love this. Great. Love you, McNeese. Get this done. It proves those Wolfpack. Clemson's a 7.5-point favorite in that game. The total is 135.5.
Now, I will say this. I got no faith in.
Uh-oh. Big one for Louisville here.
You know what my upset Joke. Would be?
What's that?
VCU over BYU.
Why?
Because VCU, they always put together some kind of run.
That's just something you just said, though. Like, you don't really know if they can put together. Like, McNeese, see, this is why
wait
I quibble with you.
Wait
can I quibble with you about something?
Wait a minute, Vlad.
You can't this even dude, tell me. No.
This dude just bet McNeese State.
No.
And then
this is
question,
bull crap.
He gonna question
You just
my
did
team.
The exact same thing that I did, but because you did it, you're like, no, VCU always goes on a run.
VCU has been in the Sweet 16, like, a lot.
So that doesn't mean that they make a run.
FAU was in the Final Four a year ago.
A year ago. VCU has always made – go look at their – they always
They get to the tournament. Okay, they make the tournament. What do you mean make a run? You talking about they get to the Sweet 16?
Sweet 16? Yeah.
Not all the time. You're right.
They made it a lot.
What is a lot to you? If because to me
–
No.
Three or four times in the last 10 years.
No, it needs to be
more. That's dope for VCU?
Make the Sweet 16?
Yeah, how many times they make – appearances.
Round of 32. They've been to the Sweet 16 one time.
They've been to the, 2018?
They've won a game.
They've won a game.
They beat Florida State.
Four, seven times.
And it's been 8 years?
They haven't been to the Sweet 16 in 15 years.
Jeez.
See, you know.
So I just want you to tell you right now, you just faked it. You faked it. I want you to admit you faked it. And say, you know what, Tones?
A dead giveaway was when he said a lot.
All I want you to do. Who was on VCU? Was that like, who was the, or was that Fred Van Vliet?
It might have been.
Like, I want you right now.
No.
I want you to say, Tobin, your McNeese bet has just as much a chance as VCU because I just made that up.
Accountability.
Just have accountability.
Tobin. Your McNeese State bet has just as much of a chance as my VCU bet.
So you're thinking
I just made it up.
Do you you know Shaka Smart doesn't coach them anymore? He left a while ago.
Like
I know.
Like almost feel like 15 years ago he left them.
You want to talk about Jim Larranaga bringing George Mason to the Final Four too?
Oh my goodness.
Wichita State maybe?
At least I admitted it.
I'm proud of you.
You met a school you didn't even know what state they were in.
I didn't. But you didn't either, and they're in your home state, so I feel pretty good about it.
I knew they weren't in Tennessee.
They do sound like Tennessee.
Minus one.
They sound like a Tennessee team.
Leroy. Wow.
You heard my VCRs.
Leroy?
What?
Leroy?
Oh, Leroy, what's the...
You're thinking things.
Leroy wants the show to end like in the next 7 minutes so he can start insulting everybody.
He's doing that with his eyes, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's a Reggie White.
Someone just walked by.
Schwerzy.
A Reggie White shirt? You still on that Reggie White shirt?
He's got very hot attire on for being outside.
He's getting on that guy because of his friend.
Who? No. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about his
friend.
You
were looking at his friend.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
Wait, who's his friend?
Is that the guy I said that looked like Marcos? Look.
Ooh, look at that intangible flying for the block.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on. You just did your fellow intangible dirty, okay? Oh, get up. He's faking it. That guy, you get a block like that, you got to get the rebound.
You know Louisville's going to win, right? You know Louisville's going to win this game.
Don't put that in the ether, Vlad.
Last second, game winner. They'll lose like 78-76.
Where's his ankle going to roll?
Yeah.
Non-contact. Non-contact. You know what that means.
Yeah, it means a flop.
No.
Achilles. Ooh.
Achilles.
He's fine. He's just doing that. He's fine. He's doing
You'll
that.
He's in a fetal position, Tobin. You're not fine if you're in a fetal position.
He's trying to get
a call. Would you like to put a little something on that?
No, I already have enough action.
None.
You're trying to get a get back for your VCU claims.
No, I'm not. I was wrong.
All right, maybe he is.
Can't get that back.
Oh, that's mom?
Yep.
You raised an actor.
Really?
Listen around. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, dude.
You think he has that foot?
No, it looks like he has dead Achilles.
Here's the kicker.
What did he do?
Jennifer, he's a good actor?
Nothing. He didn't step on nothing. He wasn't hit.
I saw.
Just that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's in a...
What? He just jumped.
Oh, something happened on the outset.
No, look. As soon as he jumped, now watch.
Yeah, but he see him got tripped up there?
No, look.
So, like, did he...
No.
Did it?
He heard it right there. He ran before it in.
Well, now Vlad may be right, because they may rally around his loss. Motivation.
Oh, he's getting up.
All right. They're helping him off.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
That's Achilles.
Smith.
Oh, they're putting the towel over him.
Oh, yeah. When they do the towel, he's not coming back. Oh, look at all the female intangible crying about their intangible. Oh.
Renee Smith.
Whatever athleticism he had, it's gone.
Wow. Oh, look. I didn't know they had, what's his name, went to Louisville?
Mm.
Pete Davidson.
It looks a lot like him.
You know, Donovan Mitchell's not happy the way you guys are insulting Louisville right now.
I'm a Kentucky guy. Stop. I'm a Kentucky guy. You know? I know Terry Rozier is probably furious with us right now.
Why?
He went to Louisville. You think he bet the under?
I'm going to pretty much guarantee that he ain't got
Point
no action.
For Tobin!
So did
wait,
Sam.
Wait. What'd you say, Leroy?
I'm pretty sure he ain't betting on nothing.
Leroy?
What?
What are you trying to say, that you bet that that Terry Rozier didn't lay no wagers?
I say I'm pretty sure that he ain't got no wagers going on right
you
now.
You think he's sitting it out?
Yeah.
How about he have somebody laying the wagers for him? He's laying the wagers. He might just not be under his account. You might have a show head.
You think so?
Boy, come on, man. You seen the way the man play.
Uh-oh. There's a guy with a Michigan shirt on.
Stunt Steve says, your cousin is a Kentucky guy. Don't latch on. It's my uncle. My cousins go to Kentucky, though.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
So.
Ethan says, you're a Kentucky Fried Chicken guy.
What's wrong with y'all?
Point for Twitcher.
I guess the Achilles didn't help. It must have motivated Creighton because they won a 4-0 run. So you're good.
Well, I did see that he made the second most threes in Louisville history, so that might be a pretty big loss for them.
If you had watched any of Louisville basketball, you would have known that before now.
I'm not getting insulted by you. You just had VCU as a dynasty.
Why do you have to exaggerate to make it? He's like, I had him in my mind as Showtime Lakers. Hey, like, what are you doing?
Wisconsin's up on Montana right now with a little over 11 minutes left. They're up 19-13. Looks like we're about to get the second half underway with Purdue and High Point. And then Creighton is up big right now on Louisville, and Louisville just lost one of their best shooters. So not great for them.
You know, if this was the NBA,
yep,
we would be like, all they got to do is go on the run shooting the three.
Yep.
This three is not as difficult. Why don't we think that in college?
If Louisville's within 15, if they were playing the Miami Heat right now, do you think the Miami Heat could finish a 15-point lead against Louisville with 10 minutes left?
No, because they'd take their tallest guy and send him on the bench.
Oh, man. I really wanted to celebrate those Kalel Ware blocks on Cade. That was a good job, man. That was probably one of his best defensive plays of the year.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. Man, what a time it is. Hey, get out here for Buckets and Bets, everybody. We had a tremendous time today. We'll be out here again tomorrow.
Doing it again tomorrow.
Vlad and Dan Day are going to be out here on Saturday. But come on out here. Say hello to everybody. Get in on the action. You buy your tickets. You get food. You get all-you-can-eat food, drinks, open bar, TVs.
You got a basketball
so
court.
Much shenanigans action are going on as well. It's a great time, and nowhere better to watch all the college basketball action. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.